I became chief in 2013, and one of the first tasks that I had as the new chief was to conduct a hiring process. And not having any experience with that, I kind of followed the same formula that the prior chiefs had and most region chiefs use. I just put out a notice about the job openings at my police department, and what I found was I had very few applicants. I think I had at that time 60 people apply, very few, if any, minorities, and very few female police candidates applied. And once we started with the process, I noticed that because of the low numbers that we had of females and minorities, they didn't make it very far into our process, whether it be the written test, which is a very unique test in law enforcement, or the physical agility test, which it's something that if you're unfamiliar with what kind of testing it's going to be, it can be a very challenging test. So what I found was the very few number of minorities and females that we had coming through the process were unfamiliar with what the testing process would be, and as a result, it's very poor and didn't make it to the formal interviews.
What's on this test? What are the steps that people have to go through to make it all the way to the end? Can you describe that?
Yeah, most departments start with an orientation in which people, the candidates would learn about the department and what the testing process is like. That's followed up. Usually the next step is a physical agility test where you have to run a sprint, you have to run a mile and a half, you've got to do so many sit-ups within a minute, and so many push-ups within a minute, you have to jump a certain height. So there's several different state-mandated testing achievements that you have to make go into the next process. If you fail any portion of that physical testing, you're automatically removed from that testing process. There is no second chance. Those applicants that pass the physical portion go to a written test, and that written test, again, is pass or fail with most instances. And if you don't make it past that written test, you're removed from the testing process. So usually what we find is we lose a certain percentage, usually about 25% to 30% of the applicants in each portion. So right off the bat, with the physical agility test, we lose usually about 25% to 35% of our applicants. And by the time we get to the oral interviews, we're looking at really only about 30% of the applicants we started with.
So make me understand why the minorities, why there were so few of them that made it through.
Well, again, it's kind of just playing the odds with the numbers. You have very few applicants who are going into the process. There's a very good chance that, just speaking number-wise, they're going to make it into the final stretch of the application process. The other part of it is, it's, again, a very unique test. And I think oftentimes, historically, minorities and females didn't feel very welcomed applying for these type of positions. And when they reach that first rejection from a department, oftentimes that might be the only time they try. So, again, trying to encourage people to apply for these positions is something we're all, I think, about every region police chief is working towards. The written test is something that is not a normal job application test you would take, and it's something that you need to prepare yourself for. And oftentimes these candidates that we do hire have been through this hiring process two or three times, if not more. So by the time they get hired, they've been through it several times.
How are you looking to help that situation?
So with this unique opportunity that the Griffith Police Department has developed along with IUN Center for Urban and Regional Excellence and the Crossroads YMCA, we're trying to level the playing field for everyone. It's giving everyone the opportunity to learn exactly how they need to prepare themselves for this type of testing. The goal is to give everyone the ability to learn about that written test, to learn about how the physical agility testing is, so they have enough time to prepare themselves for when they do apply for that police department. They have a much better chance of getting hired in a much quicker fashion.
So tell me about the program then.
The program is called Prepare to Serve and Protect, and it's going to take place Saturday, May 19th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it'll be at Indiana University Northwest. There is a registration process, and people can register by going to the Crossroads YMCA website and registering through their program. The cost is $10, and that basically covers our expenses of the T-shirt that our applicants will get, as well as some refreshments that we'll have on site.
What's the educational component of the program? What are people going to learn? They're going to kind of learn what's on the test and how to prepare for it?
That's a great question. So when the applicants come in, there'll be a registration process, introduction. Then they'll learn some general test-taking tips. Again, sometimes we have applicants who are looking to make a mid-career change, and they might not have taken any kind of written test for a number of years. So we basically give them some tips. These tips are coming from professors at IUN, from their SPIA department. They give the applicants an idea of how to successfully navigate a test, just general test-taking tips to help them through that process. Following that, we go through a small portion that explains what these different police departments are looking for when an applicant comes in, whether that be how they dress and how they present themselves, just to make them as marketable as possible in that very brief period of time in which these applicants have to make that impression. Following that, they go into general interview skills and tips. That is followed up by a practical exercise where the applicants actually get an opportunity to do mock interviews with various police executives and other people throughout the community, much as they will when they go through their department's testing process. So we try to give them a very similar experience as they will receive when they go through their testing process at whatever department they apply for. From that, they will go in with the physical specialist from the YMCA, in which they will be giving the applicants points and tips on how to successfully pass the physical agility test. In addition, the folks from the YMCA will be running the candidates through the physical portion and seeing if they would be able to pass the testing process. If there's any deficiencies, the YMCA staff will be giving the candidates some coaching and some tips on how they can improve upon their skills so they can pass that test when they come to it at the department they're applying.
Now, since this program has been implemented, has it been successful in getting you more diverse candidates and more diverse police force?
Yeah, when we first started this program in 2015, it was, again, more of a locally run program at that point. It was just here for Griffith, and I believe we increased our minority and female applicants by eightfold. So it's been very successful as far as drawing in more applicants. I think it advertised that, you know, Griffith Police Department was very serious about increasing our department in our ranks of female and minority officers. Through that process, again, we're a very small department. We have very low turnover, thankfully, and the opportunity that we have to hire new officers is somewhat rare. So we were very fortunate in that first process that our number one applicant was a female officer. So that was only the second female officer that we had the opportunity to hire, and we did. So in 2016, we hired Officer Leslie Mallory.
Is there anything else that you want to mention that I have not asked you about?
Yeah, so this isn't just for the Griffith Police Department. This workshop that we're facilitating and is really going to help any applicant, regardless of what police department they want to apply for or have a goal of applying for. It's not specific to any one department. It's going to assist any candidate in any job pursuit they have in regards to a law enforcement position. You know, prior to this last round, I surveyed several agencies, about 22 agencies throughout the region, and found that 77% of those departments plan to hire within the next 12 months. So there's a lot of opportunities out there as far as anyone who has an interest in going to work for a police department. I also found that area police chiefs, they're not satisfied with the number of minority and female applicants applying for their departments. They have a great desire to have the opportunity to hire more female and minority applicants, but we're just not seeing the interest. So, you know, if there's anyone out there who is a minority or female who's had that feeling that they're not welcome, that is not true. 72% of the police departments feel that they're not getting enough qualified minority applicants, and 63% feel that they don't have enough females applying. There really is a great desire by area regional police departments to have more qualified applicants, including and especially those minority and female applicants.